News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
40 years ago yesterday, Ciara, Live Aid went out across the world, 1.5 billion people or something watched it. You heard Bob Geldof there. There has been, I suppose, some questioning of its legacy. Indeed, we spoke to Deepo Falowan, Africa is Not a Country author, on Friday. He was sceptical of the legacy, but you're sceptical of those who are sceptical of the legacy.
It's like an enigma inside a riddle.
It is.
You know, when I watched, I didn't plan to. I watched it as well. I forgot about it, but I ended up...
Bono's still singing that last song?
Bad.
Because I thought he'd never stop.
I watched some of it over the weekend and we had had that interview on Friday, kind of rubbishing it, saying, you know, it was kind of a postmodern take on it, that, you know, it was criticism, there was scepticism, there was cynicism about it. Africa's not a country. What the white saviour idea, all of that sort of stuff. And I watched it. And this is what I thought when I watched it. I thought, this is bloody brilliant. I actually did think that. I thought there was a sense of a moment in time, a sense of purpose, a sense of young people trying to do something. I felt there was a triumph of hope on that day. I think all the cynicism and all that kind of criticism. And the
triumph of hope over reality?
Live Aid wasn't able to change the world, but nothing is. But it was a movement of people, particularly of young people, through movement. In today's money, it would have raised the equivalent of, in one day, 485 million people. There were people starving. There was a famine in Ethiopia. And I'm not saying every penny got to where it went.
Despite Bob Geldof saying, I promise you, every dollar did.
You know yourself, when you deliver aid in any of these situations, that there is corruption and there are militias and there are all sorts of things. And they're creaming the money off, not Live Aid. But to me, I felt the sense of hope. I remembered being 14-year-old me sitting on the floor in my living room watching it agog and believing in it. And
does that make it right?
That has a value, Shane.
Does it?
Yes, it does.
It makes us feel good about ourselves.
No, that's the cynical way of looking at it.
Well,
it has
the realistic way.
Wait, no, hang on, let me finish. It has a value. Letting people believe that they can do something, that they can affect change. Look at Gaza nowadays. I was thinking about it. I was thinking, this is the kind of movement that people wanted to do something. And trying to stop them and trying to be cynical about that and trying to rubbish that. The intention was good. The intention was pure. Did it change the world? No, but it was a concert. But did it do something? Yes, it did.
Yeah.
And I don't think that we should look back with that kind of, oh, we're so cool now, we just think it's rubbish.
How many black artists did you see over the weekend?
I saw quite a few in the American one.
Yeah, there was very few in the British one.
There was lots of real lack of diversity, which I'm not sticking up for.
Yeah, I'm not sure that hits the mark. Look, I would be way more skeptical about it than you, Ciara. I think it made us all feel good about ourselves. I think there was a bit of a Western saviour complex about it, and I agree with people like Deepo Falowan when he says it reinforced negative stereotypes about Africa.
Is that the issue, though? Oh, God, we've made a stereotype that it was a bit...
It is for Africa. If Africa is ultimately damaged by that...
So we shouldn't have raised money for that famine?
No, in case we made...
This is the millennial idea that perception is more important than actually doing something.
Hang on, you've had a good run on this. Whether we should have done it or not is not what we're talking about here. We're talking about is what was the legacy. And I think the legacy was at best a very mixed one. And because we all felt great that day 40 years ago, I don't think that cuts much mustard, quite frankly.
I don't agree with you. And I think that kind of semantics of what about the perception? Never mind that we actually
It's not just semantics,
Ciara. But how many lives
have been lost in the meantime because of a perception about Africa? Because I wouldn't go on, as Deepo Falowan said on Friday, I'd never go on holidays to Africa because of this perception.
Are you suggesting that Live Aid ruined the tourist industry for Africa? That's absolute nonsense.
It's not absolute nonsense, Ciara. It changed attitudes to Africa and not in a good way. It created a negative perception for more than a minute. I'm suggesting for 40 years it did.
That attitudes to Africa were different before Live Aid, and they changed afterwards for the worse.
It's a white men's saviour complex. We ride in,
we were
save
all going
everybody.
To go on our holidays
like,
there
what, how
for
sustainable
Live Aid.
Is that? How sustainable is that?
So do nothing.
No, I'm just saying I don't think it did much good, and I think it's a legitimate argument.
I think that that this argument.
It was a great concert.
Deeply flawed.
It was a great concert, but I don't think that makes a difference. Let us know. 087 1400 106. Sorry.
I've struggled with that lately too, and I don't know why.
Do you think Live Aid was a positive? It was a great gig, in fairness.
Stop rubbishing it. You're killing me.
Banging on for it. Oh my God. I thought he was never going to stop. 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk. 06.